creates our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Revive us again.
Revive us again. A lot of people don't realize how hard it is when I hit that high note.
Yes.
Huh?
When right you there. Sing that song?
Yeah.
It you were in the studio for a while.
It was kind of my contribution to to Share-a-thon. And anyway, Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano and Steve Paisley Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
By the way, who is singing that song?
Phil Wickham.
Phil Wickham.
That's not Phil Wickham.
I have the song if you want to hear it.
We might play that sometime this hour, maybe.
Yeah, that's Phil Wickham. He has that high of a voice. Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't really think it was Tim, did you?
Well, no, but it sounded like a woman to me, but okay.
Phil has a wide range.
Apparently.
So, I mean, he can
you
go high.
Kind of like you and your sports talent.
Yes.
Your athletic abilities.
I have wide range abilities that are probably going to go unnoticed the rest of my life. All right, Share-a-thon it is on American Family Radio. We are this is the last day, folks, so it's time for the Procrastinators Club of America to convene.
Yes.
And don't be late.
Day 3 of 3.
3 of 3. So it's ending. We want your gift to AFR to be a part of our grand total.
Yes.
So make sure you call in your pledge. What do we got going on this hour, Ed?
Well, we are doing Share-a-thon. I thought you were asking. We are going to have Todd Herman on for this hour later on.
Todd
Herman, host of A Disciple's View. He'll be on later on. But just generally speaking, it's Share-a-thon. It's our fall Share-a-thon. And we are encouraging our listeners to make their pledge now and the number to call. And I'm going to tell you about a little challenge. We got a little challenge for you here in just a second. The number to call is 877-616-2396. We have folks standing by and sitting by waiting to take your call. 877-616-2396. Or you can go online to make your pledge at afr.net. But from now until the top of the hour, so noon Central Time, roughly 51 minutes we have left in our Revive Us Again $150,000 challenge. $150,000 challenge. What is that, you ask? I'm glad you asked. Here's the answer. A group of supporters prior to Share-a-thon generously donated $150,000, and they are now challenging you, the listener, you to come alongside them to support the work of AFR up to $150,000. So that is going on now. The number to call is 877-616-2396.
If you're wondering where we are, we are at $2,800,000, and we need to get to $4 million by late this afternoon, early this evening, whenever we're going to close this down, to get to where we normally are.
Yes.
During the last 4 or 5 Share-a-thons. And so that represents we're at 12,848 families or individuals have pledged. So we're very happy for that. Thank you for everybody who's called in.
You sure we're not counting in Canadian dollars, right?
Are they called dollars in Canada?
Yes, they are.
These are U.S.
But they're not worth
U.S. dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not Canadian dollars.
No
US
pesos.
Dollars. Although we have some listeners in Canada.
Fred was just here. That's why I asked.
No euros. Yeah. This is we're talking American greenbacks.
American.
Yeah. Merck. All right, what do you got first, Steve?
All right, today is October 10th. You already said that, I know, at the beginning of the show, but Ed, what are the Roman numerals for October 10th?
That'd be 10, 10.
You don't have to do the rest of it.
Okay.
It is XX
XX.
Day.
Oh, XX.
It is Real Women's Day. That is
I like it.
The group XXXY, which is an advocacy group, and they also do some fashion stuff, but yeah, they are for women's sports, keeping men out of women's spaces. And they have declared today Real Women's Day, XX, 10-10. They put out an ad today, and you're going to hear some young women giving a challenge. You talk about challenge? This is a challenge that they're leveling at Nike. Listen to Cut 12.
Dear Nike.
Dear Nike.
Dear Nike, why won't you stand up for me?
Why won't you stand up for me? Why won't you?
Why do you claim to support women and girls?
Yet when we need you most,
you remain silent.
Today, males are claiming our identity.
Our sports.
Our spaces.
Men and boys are stealing opportunities.
Medals.
Trophies.
And our future.
And it's not fair or just.
In fact, it's often dangerous.
Yet you refuse to use your platform to stand up.
You say you're for social justice and progress.
So why do you allow men's rights to come before ours?
See, with a big platform
comes an even bigger responsibility.
You have a chance to do the right thing.
Not just do the easy thing.
So we're asking you, Nike.
So we're asking you, Nike.
So we're asking you, Nike.
As the biggest voice in all of sports.
Will you stand up for me? Will you stand up for me?
Will you stand up for me?
Will you stand up for me? Will you?
Will you?
Will you just do it?
Interesting play on their
well, just do it. That's the
theme. Yeah,
who is that?
That's a group called XXXY. It's an advocacy group for girls' sports,
keeping the sexes separate
and keeping men out of women's spaces.
Right,
that kind of
has Nike responded at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay,
I don't think they will. I think they're all in right at this point on the DEI. Agenda.
Yeah.
But listen, good for these young ladies who participated in this, and good for this group. That's a powerful ad. I like it because it cuts through the frankly disingenuous explanations of why men should be allowed to play in women's sports.
Disinformation.
It's actual. That's actual misinformation. And showing those. I think you said, I have not seen the ad, I've heard it, but you said these are all girls or like high school.
High school or younger.
Yeah.
It looked like,
So that's, I saw a video last week, I think it was, of a young man who claims he's a young woman playing on it seems like it was a college volleyball team.
San Jose
State, yeah, something like that.
Unfortunately, I have to claim that as my alma mater.
Oh, okay. Well, this guy, he fired. I don't know what the right language is. Spiked the ball right into some girl's face, knocked her down.
There's an older video. That's not San Jose State. That's an older video. That lady, that girl. I don't know what teams that was, but that came out of maybe a year ago. That girl was had some damage. Permanent damage. It hit her so hard in the head.
Well, this is a recent one.
Is it?
This is another example.
Well, several teams, at least three college teams in the Mountain West, have forfeited games against San Jose State. They're saying we're not going up against them.
Yeah. So showing those young girls, yeah, I'm sure, is going to cut through the, as Tim said, the misinformation on this issue.
Yeah. All right. Next story.
All right. Let's talk about. Here. Let's talk about another ad. You know, there's this group, it's called Evangelicals for Harris.
Yes.
Well, Evangelicals for Harris, it's a bunch of, David French types that have Trump derangement syndrome evangelicals. Anyway, they put out an ad as well. And what they have used is they've used Billy Graham, a message that he gave. And they've interspersed it with pictures of Donald Trump. I cut this ad up a little bit. It was too long for us to play the whole thing. But I want you to listen to this, and then I have some information for you about what's going on here. Cut 10.
But you must realize that in the last days, the times will be full of danger. Men will become utterly self-centered and greedy for money.
My whole life I've been greedy, greedy, greedy. I've grabbed all the money I could get. I'm so greedy.
Uncontrolled and violent.
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
They will be treacherous, reckless, and arrogant.
I am the chosen one.
Keep clear of people like that.
Yeah, it was a longer ad, had more examples. But Franklin Graham and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is suing. You can't use Billy like that. Billy was a fan, or would have been. I guess he was. So they're
no,
suing to get him. To,
I think that was wrong for them to use those clips like that because yep. that was Billy Graham giving an evangelistic message, and you got to have contact to splices. I mean, seems to me,
and it's protected. His image is.
Billy
owned
Graham.
By the Billy Graham.
But this is being, what we just heard is being used by who?
The Evangelicals for Harris.
You're for Harris?
Yes. There's a group called Evangelicals for Harris.
Listen, I know people listening to me may disagree with what I'm about to say, but I'll just say it anyway. If you don't want to vote for Trump, don't vote for Trump, okay? Because you have a conviction one about something, that's fine. You can't vote for Harris. Huh? If you think Trump's because of the policies, not because of the personality. I don't like Trump's personality either, and a lot of people I know don't like his arrogant, braggadocious personality. He has some good traits. We all, you know, he's good.
Right.
Bad. I call him good Trump, bad Trump. But humility is not one of them.
Right.
And never has been. And so I can see how people would say, we don't need somebody who's full of pride and arrogance being in the White House, all right? But you can't go for Harris because her policies are totally anti-biblical, not the big ones, and they're anti-constitutional, anti-American.
Right.
We could go down the list. So I just don't see, you might say, well, I'm not going to vote. I'm going to sit this one out, although I would argue I disagree with that because – and we could go into that. But to say I'm going to vote for Harris is, wow. What do you
well,
think about
no,
what I
no,
just said?
No, absolutely. First of all, let me just say, if you're considering not voting, I would encourage you, even I'm just adding to what Tim has said, because I'm in agreement with what he's saying about the policies of the radical left. You cannot support those
right.
and put someone into office
right.
who will initiate those
right.
policies. But let me also remind you, folks, there are other people on the ballot besides
yes.
the two people running for president.
Right.
There are you have two senators in some cases. One of them may be up for reelection. You have a member of the House of Representatives that is going to be running.
Every
for
one
your
of
district.
Them are running.
Every one of those are,
right.
are running. There are
governors
and state legislatures and school boards. You cannot, in this day and age, you cannot afford to sit out and vote. So if you feel that way, listen, I as Tim said, we could have those conversations
right.
about who you should vote for president, but you can't stay home
right.
and not vote at all.
Well, and also sometimes, and I wrote my column in the latest, The Stand, about this, sometimes you have to vote against something as much as you do vote for something.
Right.
When you go to the polls and cast a vote, especially for president, you have to consider what of these two candidates, and there's only going to be one of two win. It's either going to be...
It's a binary choice.
Yeah, binary choice. So you have to consider, okay, if I vote for this person, I want to vote for this person so I can stop this person from doing terrible things.
Right.
This person over here may not do great things. Who knows? They might, but I can certainly... keep this person from doing terrible things if I vote. You see how that works?
Absolutely.
You can vote for, you can vote against, you can vote for things and you can vote against things. Or you can do both.
And listen, I know we're kind of sidetracked here a little bit, but this is the purpose of these stories.
Right.
I'll hear people saying, I can't vote for the lesser of two evils. I'm a Christian. Okay, you know what? Less evil. This sounds trite, but less evil is less evil. Okay,
it's
and I'm not calling anybody evil
right.
in this.
I know.
We have to be careful where we
That's
come up to
that
the
argument is supposed to shut down argument about voting.
Yes.
People say, I'm not going to vote for the lesser of two evils.
Yes. And what I've and what we're saying, and other people have said, this is not original to me, but listen to what you're saying. You're voting for less evil.
Right. Okay? Right, which is a good thing.
Which turns out to be a good thing, better thing. Let's say that.
I did listen to the context of that first clip where Trump says, I'm greedy, greedy, greedy.
Yeah.
It was a speech he was given where he said, my whole life I've been in business. I've been greedy, greedy, greedy. I've wanted all the money I could get. I've been greedy. I want now to be greedy for the United States.
Yeah.
And so it was him turning a page, basically.
Yes.
So
that's a good. Very, see, that's what I mean about context.
Very out of context. Yeah. Very deceptive.
So anyway, and let me just also just say to those who have never heard me say this before, because I've said it many times, but we are less than a month away from the election. You're considering not voting because you think this whole mess in D.C. is just dirty, 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 and I don't want to get involved in it. And why bother dealing with politics? All we need to do is preach the gospel, and everything else is going to burn, okay? So why get involved? And this is what I've said many, many times. That's fine. That worldview is fine if you're consistent with it. But I'm thinking that if you're the one saying that and your roof leaks, I'm guessing that you fix it. If your car starts acting up, I'm guessing you take it to the mechanic. You got a pain somewhere, I'm guessing you go to the doctor. I would ask you why. It's all going to burn. Your house isn't forever. Your car isn't forever. Your body isn't forever. You don't act this way on anything else other than politics. And I'm saying, if your house is broken, you fix it. If your car is broken, you fix it. If the Republic is broken, why don't you fix it?
Right. Or at least try.
Here's what I hear you say, Ed. If you come across somebody who's living in a run-down, broken-down house and they're on crutches, you're okay with them not voting.
Well, what I'm saying is, if that's their honest biblical view that nothing else matters than preaching the gospel, I respect that if you are consistent.
Right.
But I don't know anybody who lives that way.
No.
They'll fix their house if it's broken.
Also, there are other things too. When you say, well, quote, just preach the gospel or just, okay. What if you lose the right to do that because you don't vote?
Right.
Okay.
What if you lose the right to homeschool your kids?
Because you don't vote.
Because you don't vote.
Right.
The Bible does put a premium on preaching the gospel, but you know what else it says, folks? Be salt and light.
Right.
And sometimes being salt means you are trying to limit the growth of evil, and you are shining the light of the full panoply. The full breadth.
I'll go with it. I'll take your word for it.
The full breadth of
panoply,
God's truth. Yeah, yes.
What?
That word.
Panoply.
Yeah, it's a refers to the ancient Romans and all their gear they took. I mean the full breadth of God's truth. That's shining the light of God's truth. So if you have the ability to vote for somebody who will fight against human trafficking because they're closing down that border, I just don't understand staying home and not doing something about that.
Right.
All right. I don't want to get wound up.
It's okay. You're listening to today's issues on, it's Share-a-thon, but it's the Today's Issues Hour. Steve is with us. Steve and Tim and Ed. Go ahead. Next story.
All right.
I tell you what. Let's take a break. Listen to a listener and then come back and you can give us the next story for our show today.
Yes, this is Randy and Mary Lee Finch from Aledo, Illinois. And we've met Tim, and we've been on one of his venues going out to the Washington, D.C. and so forth. And we would like to just tell the family that we're praying for them, and he will be missed, but we will all see him in glory. For he truly was a man of God. And I pray for his grandkids and everybody to just... it's just a sting. Soon we will be with Christ too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. Thank you very much. That's a dear brother there, commenting on my dad. Dad, the founder of this ministry, passed away last December, and we miss him greatly. But his legacy lives on through the work of AFA and AFR, and he would be happy to see how our listeners are responding more and more each Share-a-thon.
Amen.
Amen. All right, you want to tell folks if they want a gift
yes,
right now?
Yes, absolutely. This would be a perfect opportunity to do that. It is our fall Share-a-thon, and so we are encouraging our listeners to pledge to support this ministry, and here's how you can do that. There are folks who are waiting to take your call. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number, again, is 877-616-2396, or you can go to afr.net. And I do want to remind you that for the next 24 minutes or so, we do have a $150,000 challenge that's going on till noon Central Time. And that means that what that means is that a group of generous supporters donated $150,000 in the lead up to Share-a-thon. And this is the time we've set aside. They are challenging the rest of the listeners to come alongside them to also support the work of AFR up to $150,000. So the number to call is 877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
Steve. Yeah.
All right. Israel is racking up win after win. It's almost getting to the point where they're teasing us, the world, now, of how good they can be. So yesterday, President Biden had a phone call with Benjamin Netanyahu. The readout, which is the paper that the White House gives to say what the conversation was about, was very sparse. We don't know a whole lot about it, but Israel never forgets. So there is a UN agency. It's called the United Nations Relief and Workers Agency, and it's UNRWA. And there's been some evidence that embedded in this very UN agency, which was stationed in the Gaza Strip, were Hamas terrorists that participated in the October 7th massacre there last year. So very corrupt part of the United Nations, which itself is all out anti-Semitic, anti-Israel all the time. Well, Israel has confiscated land on which the headquarters of the UNRWA is located in Jerusalem. And they're going to knock it down, and they're going to put up 1,440 settlement units on the site.
Oh, that's perfect.
The Dan Ilos, I'm not very good at my Jewish names. He's a minister of parliament there, told the paper that the expropriation of land in Jerusalem is an important step, but it's not enough. So they're coming. UNRWA is a hotbed for terrorism under a humanitarian guise. So,
listen, exploding pagers. I don't believe that the UN did not know that.
Oh, sure they did.
They know that group, and this information has been becoming available for months. And I have to believe the UN knew that was happening. Good on Israel to show them, you know, listen, we are paying attention.
Yeah. The ingenuity that they're having. I was just looking over Tim's shoulder. We have a TV with a bunch of news channels. BBC had a story on a little bit ago about the UN, and just headline after headline after headline about Israel injuring so many people and striking this kind of school and doing this and doing that. And every headline critical. It's all, that is the misinformation.
Right.
It's been the cleanest in terms of every human collateral is tragedy.
Yeah.
But it's been the cleanest war that has ever been waged as far as human collateral damage.
You're starting to sound like Donald Trump.
I am.
It's the cleanest.
The cleanest.
It's the cleanest war
ever.
Ever.
There's never been a cleaner war.
All right, we're not laughing about war, folks. Please, I was making fun of Steve a little bit here.
We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
Thank you. Vice President Emeritus Buddy Smith.
Yeah, Don just stopped and he just came by my office one day and he said, I've been thinking, you know? He just said, I've been thinking. Said, what about? Said, I think we need a Sunday morning praise. And he said, we didn't have anything on this station. We just didn't have, and it was a couple hours. I think, as a matter of fact, it might have been 3 hours. I think it was. And we did that about a month. And I remember he stopped by my office one day and he said, you know, I've been thinking. he said, you know, most of our listeners, they're in church on Sunday morning. I said, yes, sir. He said, well, what about Sunday evening? Would you be willing to give that a try? I said, oh, absolutely. So we moved it to Sunday evening. And we called it Sunday Evening Praise. And it started at 6 p.m., went until 10 p.m. And it was 4 hours. And Mark, it was back in the days that, you know, it was all CDs. Nothing was computerized in terms of songs on the hard drive. So we had the rack of CDs, and then the spots were not fired automatically either. They were on carts. And so and that's all. Yeah, I didn't do radio. I didn't do this during the week. That was not my job. So it was just Sunday night. So I was in there and everything was kind of geared to the telephone. So when there were alarms, you know, as the network grew, then, you know, whether it was a tower light or the temperature in one of the studio, you know, the phone would start ringing. And so in the midst of pulling the songs and the carts and all that, you know, then I was over here trying to clear the alarms and whatever. I mean, it really got interesting. And then on top of all that, I remember one funny story. One night, all that was going on. It was a weather event happening somewhere. It always was. And so, Brother Don called. He said, well, buddy, he said, you think anybody's listening? I said, Brother Don, I sure hope so. And he said, well, let's find out. Let's just throw that 800 number out there. And he said, now you tell them you don't have time to visit. And he said, just tell them it's just you in the studio. So if they would just give you their first name, And where they're calling from. And I said, Don, I said, I don't know if I can do that. I said, you know, I got all this going. Oh, yeah, yeah, you can. So anyway, I threw the number out there, and of course, all the lines immediately lit up. And so I'm, you know, trying to make little notes, keep things going. Well, about the 10th or 12th caller, I forget, it was Brother Don. Well, you know, Are you getting any calls? I said, yes, sir, I am. Okay, I'll call you back later. Anyway, just a funny.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. Tim and Ed and Steve, and we thank you for listening. You were going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, because I've been mentioning that for the next 26 minutes, we are in a $150,000 challenge here until noon. And I have a good friend who texted me and he said, please state clearly, is this a matching challenge where what we pledge will be doubled? Well, Rick, yes. I've known Rick for a long time. So, Rick, how long you been listening? Okay, so, folks, here's the way it works. It's $150,000. If people,
I don't think being a smart aleck's going to help get Rick's pledge, but you go on. You want to?
So, $150,000 has been donated. We have not matched that yet. When we do match it, of course, then the challenge is over. So
I'll just tell you right now, if you want to knock that one out, anybody,
That's true.
We'll find another challenge.
I thought we weren't going to have one till this afternoon. So,
well, listen,
we got one going on now.
We got one going on now, and we got a big one going on, I think, this afternoon.
Yeah, it's a big dance.
It's called the Last Challenge. The Last Chance Challenge.
Yeah, it's like a movie. The Last Chance Challenge for the world.
That's right.
In a world.
So I've known Rick for.
So you can talk to him like
30 years. I can talk to him. Like that. Well, that's why he talks to me.
Oh, okay.
He texts me all the time.
All right. So you guys know.
While I'm on the air, he'll
You can talk to each other like that. All right. Share-a-thon it is on American Family Radio. Ed, you want to give the number?
Yeah, I probably need to give the number.
This number Ed's about to give is where you call to make a financial pledge.
Yes. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you can give safely and securely online at AFR.net. Now, Tim, when you were out and you on your way out, you said, if I'm not back in time, just go ahead and get things started. And Steve said, I've never been allowed to bring us back. And I said, okay, if Tim doesn't come back in, I'll let you bring us back. So, Steve,
yes,
bring us back. What would you say?
You mean walk out the door?
We're coming.
No, you don't have to leave.
We're coming out of the break. Bring us back.
Welcome back to Share-a-thon on AFR. This is Steve Jordahl here with Ed Battagliano and Tim Wildman.
Sounds more like Herman Munster.
Is that how Herman Munster would do a Share-a-thon right there?
And we're asking you to partner with us in ministry.
There you go. Yeah, you have a good deep voice.
We particularly challenge the Munster community to give and be as generous as you can. Hey, listen, in all seriousness, you know this, if you listen, this is a time that we take 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, and we pass the virtual offering plate and ask our listeners to respond, because it costs a lot of money to own and operate a radio network this size, 170 plus stations, whatever it is exactly today. I kind of lose count.
Yeah.
And then we just spent some money to buy some new radio stations. So we want to grow the American Family Radio Network so we can reach many more people with the message of Christ and also the message of how to help save America, because there's nowhere else to sail to and start over, folks. We've got to preserve this country and our freedoms and our liberties and our way of life for our children and our children's children.
Amen.
I mean, we've got to do everything we can, right?
Absolutely. That's right. You know where I would love to, I know it's well nigh impossible just because of the cost. I would love for us to buy a radio station in Boston.
Yeah.
My home, neck of the woods. And let me just tell you.
Do you have some friends from high school that you can now lord that said that you weren't going to make anything of yourself? And now
well, they probably would say they're still right. But it would, of course, heads would spin off all over Boston Harbor, okay?
Why, because there's so many liberals up there?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's probably 70-30. But I would come to work even more enthusiastically than I do now if I knew this show was on in Boston. So, if there's someone out there who has serious money, maybe you might want to consider helping us buy a station in Boston.
We need to take a look at that, seriously. Yeah. That'd be a great ministry market, for us. All right, Steve. By the way, Todd Herman will be joining us in a few minutes. We look forward to visiting with Todd. Go ahead, Steve.
All right, there is an activist out there. He's an author named Ta-Nehisi Coates. Now, he's incredibly racist and one of the Black Lives Matter type people. And he wrote a book, which is an anti-Israel screed. Just now it's...
what's the guy's name?
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Right.
Anyway, he was interviewed on CBS. There was an accidental act of journalism on CBS Mornings. He was interviewed by one of the co-hosts, whose name is Tony DeCoupel, was asking him some questions, and he actually came up with some interesting questions. I'll let you listen to a little bit of that interview. That's cut 9.
What is it that so particularly offends you about the existence of a Jewish state that is a Jewish safe place and not any of the other states out there?
There's nothing that offends me about a Jewish state. I am offended by the idea of states built on ethnocracy, no matter where they are.
Muslim included.
I would not want a state where any group of people laid down their citizenship rights based on ethnicity.
Why is there no agency in this book for the Palestinians? They exist in your narrative merely as victims of the Israelis, as though they were not offered peace at any juncture, as though they don't have a stake in this as well. What is their role in the lack of a Palestinian?
I have a very, 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 very moral compass about this. And again, perhaps it's because of my ancestry. Either apartheid is right or it's wrong.
He committed some journalism there. CBS was none too pleased. They have reprimanded Tony DeCoupel
for asking
those questions. And they had an entire staff meeting was intended and led by a DEI expert that was there to help anybody that was triggered by some real journalism at CBS.
Is journalism going to survive in this country?
I
mean, I'm talking about the old school mainline kind of media.
What did he ask wrong that he got called out for by his own bosses?
It makes the possibility of a narrative that Israel isn't just totally, genocidal. That's what his questions was, because the book and the whole narrative that goes on around mainstream media is that Israel is, waging war, it's occupying,
apartheid. Yeah, that's why he even fired back about what about like Muslim states,
right? Yeah. So, he was journalisming, and he got called on the carpet for it. So, not a big fan of CBS. Not a whole lot of outlets where you can trust them these days, except for American Family News. We'll never lead you wrong.
Yeah, well, that fellow's ideology there does fit in with the, the same. It's the same ideology that is out there on some of the college campuses. We've seen the student protest against Israel.
Yeah.
And the people who advocate for, what is it, something divest, what is that called? Divesting in Israel financially. They push that as well.
Divesting, boycott. Well, I forget that there's a third one.
Right. So anyway, it's very anti-Semitic. I mean, it's really that the Jews in Israel represent colonization.
And Tinashe Coates has made a living at that and at the Black Lives Matter message of white people are racist. Irredeemably racist. And
it's boycott, divestment, sanctions.
Right, and it's BDS. Just particularly against Israel.
Yes. Only against Israel.
It's trying to get companies in particular to divest from investments having to do with Israel so that Israel doesn't have any money to live.
Right.
That's the ultimate goal
yep.
of those folks. And anyway, but it's interesting to me, that guy, the CBS reporter I heard right there, he just asked some very legitimate questions, seems to me.
Everybody, second time, because...
What happened to him?
He got reprimanded.
Publicly?
Well, internally.
By CBS?
CBS sat him down and said, and he apologized at this meeting. And
really?
Apparently.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. If you want to call and be as generous as you possibly can, or if you want to call and not be generous, that's up to you. But we appreciate everybody's gift to AFR during our Share-a-thon. And here's the phone number to call us and make a pledge. When you call this number, you're going to talk to a real person here. All right? 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is our phone number here for Share-a-thon. AFR.net is the website. AFR.net is the website. Tim, Ed, Steve. And now, as promised, our good friend Todd Herman is in studio with us, host of A Disciple's View. Heard weekdays on American Family Radio from noon to 1 o'clock Central Time. Good morning, Brother Todd.
Good morning, brothers.
Hey, before we go any further, someone texted me. This is different than Rick. This is another good friend.
We just ought to start a new show called Ed Sherry's Text.
Yes, that's right.
That's what we need to do.
He said, please tell Todd Herman that I'm his biggest fan. His show is running neck and neck with Today's Issues as my favorite. I think he might have just been polite about today's issues.
Yeah, that's our show, if you didn't know.
I know that's your show. It comes on before mine every day.
They said, tell Todd Herman he's your biggest fan.
Yeah,
so you've got a lot of fans.
Thank you. I like to call them family members. Fan means fanatic. I'd rather be family members. And
there you go.
You know, you guys, we get to do a unique job because most people don't get to do it. But dang it, it's not more important than anyone else's job. There are people out there who do all work is honorable work.
Well, like we're seeing down in Florida and North Carolina, these first responders and other people showing up to help and relieve suffering.
Yeah.
Nurses, doctors, there's a lot of people that.
We also get to talk, and I talked about this morning, recording some things. You know, the Apostle Paul talks about the various body parts. You know, there's the eye, and the eye's important, but the thumb's important. Good luck, eye, not eat. You know, getting any food without thumbs.
Right.
Right? We can also be the body of Christ in terms of ears. And I think so often about people who are going through this loss, and I was talking to a lady in the hotel room this morning, or the hotel, and she's headed home. She doesn't know if she has a house.
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything for her other than say, and I just said this, how do you feel?
Yeah.
And she got tears in her eyes. Like, there's a stranger who says, how do I feel? And she said, I'm scared. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I'd be scared too.
Yeah.
And can we pray for you? I don't know that we Christian men invite often enough the opportunity to be ears and people going through this loss that, how are you feeling, right? And this is one of the things that I think AFR affords is we equip people with the Word of God, but also ways to communicate in godly ways. And that stuff lasts because the Word of God never returns void, but the love of God is communicable. Isn't that crazy?
Right.
The Holy Spirit within us is communicable. And through this network that the Wildman family is still stewarding, you can communicate into someone's heart the Holy Spirit by them accepting it because of a news story, a news hook. What a design God created.
Amen. Todd Herman in studio with us, hails from out west.
Yeah.
Right? And joining us now. You told me last night you were asking how far we were from Alabama, because you said you visited all 50 states.
All 50 except for Alabama.
Really?
Right.
Yep. No, all 49. This was the 49th.
Right.
So got to drive up to Alabama.
It's about 10 minutes that way.
I've heard 10 minutes, and then I've heard an hour. Is it truly 10?
No, 10 minutes.
Real close.
10 minutes if you want blue lights behind you.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. So anyway.
But it's not far if you want to
hop on the interstate.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, Todd Herman with us, Disciples View, the name of your show. You know, when we got together via the phone, Todd, you and I did, and you decided to accept our offer here to host that hour each day, weekdays on American Family Radio. Your title for the name of the show was A Disciples View.
Yeah.
I got to ask you about that. Why was that your chosen title?
If it didn't have to have my name on it, I wouldn't put it on it.
Right.
I'd rather just have it be a disciple's view. And Tim, at the time that I was blessed to get the phone call from you, you might remember this, I was wrapping up a pastoral residency program. And this is done through my church, which is Real Life Ministries, located in North Idaho. But we've planted churches all, God's worked through us to plant churches all around the world. And our focus is disciple making. So that's, we're a disciple making church. So I want everything to be the view of a disciple of the Lord Jesus, and also for the program to be something, Tim, that can help people be disciples. And we define that as you're fully a disciple when you're a disciple maker, when you become a spiritual parent to others. And I'm still working on getting mature enough to be that, but I've got decades to go. I'm slow. So
talking to Todd Herman, who's in studio with us at Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Our phone number to call and be to make a gift and be as generous as you possibly can so we can, you know, continue to bring a disciple's view, for example, every day, and all the other programming we do here, all of it costs money. We have to have radio towers. We have to pay engineers. We have to have electric bills. We have to pay staff. I mean, right. There's so much goes into 24/7 radio.
We have entire departments that are dedicated to producing content.
Exactly.
American Family News, for example, that goes over the air.
Right, exactly. So, you know, in this day and age, there aren't a lot of radio stations doing 5-minute newscast every hour.
No.
A lot of Christian radio stations don't even do news at all.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and I'm just thinking, wow, you're not informing your listeners who are Christians about what's happening in our country and in our world so that they can at least pray about it or try to make a difference and not be like a bunch of ostriches, you know, with our heads in the sand. But so we provide a 5-minute newscast every hour, and we've done that for many, many years. Fred Jackson heads up our news team. Steve Jordahl works in our news team. So we do that because we think that's important. So I'm just making reference to what you were talking about, we have departments here that make sure we cover excellent content, not to mention our Bible teaching programs and other things that we do here. So all this costs money, and we pass the offering plate. And we're passing it right now and asking you to make a contribution if you haven't already. If you have already, we say thank you very much.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much for making a contribution. If you haven't already, today's the last day, closing down Share-a-thon sometime late this afternoon. And the phone number, so we can include your gift in this final tally, in the final total, is 877-616-2396. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. Or go to the website afr.net. You can make a gift there online, afr.net. It's Todd Herman in studio with us. You've told this story many times, but I don't know that you haven't been on our show to tell it. How did you get hooked up with Rush Limbaugh?
Crazy story. So I was doing... I'm trying to remember if I did afternoons or mornings at that time. I think I was doing afternoons. And crazy thing, I was walking out of the radio station, and I had this notion that someone, quote, important was listening to the show that day. I mean, everybody's important, but I had this idea. And I went home, I went back to the station the next day, and I was prepping for the show. And, you know, commercial radio is not always a friendly place, right? So you guys know from the radio business, when the PD comes along and says, hey, can you come into my office for a second?
Read your playbook.
Right, yeah, right. Should I bring all my personal
items? You're talking about the program director. Yeah. That's short for program director, the boss.
Yeah. Should I bring all my personal items? I'm supposed to be there. Oh, hi, the lawyers are here. Gosh, I wonder what this is about. Hi, everybody. But that wasn't the case. I sat down across from Jason, my boss, and a guy I count as a friend. And Jason said, do you have any interest in filling in for Rush Limbaugh? I said, no. What kind of idiot would want to do that? it's difficult to make Steve, Ed, you know, Tim, it's difficult to make us speechless, but I was speechless. Yeah. Oh, that's who was listening. And I said, yes. Okay, well, I'm going to pass your name on to a guy named Craig Kitchen and a guy named Bo Snerdley. So people have heard of Bo. His real name is James Golden. He's a beautiful, beautiful man. Lovely man. Vegetarian, by the way. Huge, huge man. Vegetarian. And so Craig was Rush's personal manager for 20 years. Very dear friend. Unbelievably kind gentleman. He called me at home. We had a discussion about
Rush?
No, this was Craig.
Craig.
We had a discussion about Rush the brand, Rush the network. Very brief, probably 20 minutes. And then the guy who defended the brand for years, James Golden, Bo Snerdley. And he has this booming voice,
Don, it's Bo Snerdley.
My real name is James Golden. We talked for like 45 minutes, and then he said, well, I know Seattle well. I want to fly out and do the show with you there. First time, let's do it in your home studio. People get nervous. And he said, I know Seattle well. Oh, you've been to Seattle? He goes, oh, yeah, I had this company called WorldStream. I go, wait a minute. You're that James Golden? He goes, what do you mean? I go, James. We talked about buying your company. I'm the CEO of the Dial Radio Network. Todd? So it was just this full circle moment. So one of the things that I want people to listen. I didn't know Rush well. I talked to him a few times. But can I tell you something? He was the kindest man. And the most meaningful conversation I had with Rush was after the program when he was very sick. He had terminal cancer and could somehow still do 3 hours of stellar radio every day, which is hard.
Yeah.
Really hard. And I'd been called in last second to fill in for Rush. Last second. Craig texted me during the wrap-up of my morning show. Can you possibly get to Spokane? I said, I'd be rolling in as the news starts, but I'll get there. I left that studio and got in my truck, and a phone rang. And I didn't recognize it right away as a Palm Beach phone number. Normally, I wouldn't pick up, but I did. I thought it's Rush. Rush, hi. It gives me no end of comfort to know that you will put your life aside to focus on this program. I want to thank you for that. I said, Rush, this is the greatest professional arm. No, no. Thank you. Wow, Rush, thank you. He took the time to do that. This was a man who intended to broadcast that morning, and he called from the hospital. For a guy he didn't know.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy he was. Yeah.
Wow, what a story.
You didn't say ditto?
I said ditto. The first time I spoke to Rush, I was a caller, and I reminded him of that. And I said, you won't remember this, but I called you, and he goes, actually.
No.
No, he did, because he kept me on for like 15 minutes. He goes, actually, I think I ended up wrapping up the call saying something like, you're pretty eloquent yourself. And there was a reason he remembered the phone call, because I was calling to thank him for a guy called after Rush. You know, he had the thing with drugs.
Yeah.
And Rush came back. He abused painkillers. He came back from that. And they had this guy, and I learned later that they let this guy on first. Rush said, give me someone who's going to hate on me for the drugs. So this guy gets on the phone with the greatest talk show host in history, and he says, yeah, Pillhead. Hey, Pillhead. I can hear the bottle of pills shaking from here, Pillhead. And Rush goes, is that all you want to say? Oh, are you going to lecture us about right and wrong now, Pillhead? Drug addict? Are you done? Well, you can't tell us right and wrong anymore. Are you finished? Well, I just want to say Pillhead.
Okay.
Do you feel better?
Okay.
I will not, having made a mistake, I will not cede my ability to talk about how not to make mistakes.
There you go.
Having done the wrong thing.
This is Rush talking?
This is Rush.
Can't you hear it?
Perfect
Rush.
I will continue to speak of the right thing, and neither you nor anyone else will take that from me. Do you have anything else to say? You're a pill head. You said that.
And my goodness. Finally,
the guy's done, and the guy hangs up the phone. Yeah. And Rush, with kindness, just completely showed the guy for what he was. So, yeah, sorry, I could talk Limbaugh all day.
Yeah, well, that's interesting, because I've said before, you know, because a standard is not upheld by a individual doesn't mean the standard doesn't exist.
Praise God.
You know? And that's what Rush Limbaugh was saying. He said, I failed, yes. And this guy wanted to gloat over him. Mm-hmm. But he was saying the standard, keep talking about more right and wrong, still he's going to keep on.
Yeah.
So how many pill heads did he?
Oh, probably 50 of them. He got that out.
Right.
Well, what the caller was doing was essentially validating the fact that there is a standard.
He didn't know he was doing that.
he was implying that you shouldn't be a hypocrite because that's wrong.
Well being said. A hypocrite is wrong.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean a standard doesn't exist because people don't live up to it. Otherwise, none of us would need forgiveness of our sin.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Preach it, brother. I will.
And Rush Limbaugh, I'm not defending his addiction, but he got addicted to painkillers because of back surgeries.
Yep.
And that it was not uncommon with
right.
Doctors prescribing
right.
pill bottles.
Thank you, Todd. Bottles. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Tim, Ed, okay. Steve. Appreciate
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. That's Todd Herman. We thank you, folks, for listening to American Family Radio's Share-a-thon. Call and make a gift. Be as generous as you can. 877-616-2396. You can follow us online at AFR.net. Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thanks to Ed and Brent Creeley, our producer, and Fred Jackson. We'll see you in a little while. Keep listening to AFR, everybody.